Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today on Daily Pop, Rihanna reveals she still loves Chris Brown. Well, at least she did back in 2012. Oprah just reposted an interview to her Super Soul Conversations podcast where Rihanna opened up about her feelings for Chris and whether she could ever forgive him. Here's what she said.
We've been working on our friendship again, and now we're very, very close friends. We built a trust again, and that's it. Like, we love each other, and we probably always will. And that's not anything that we're going to try to change. It's not something you can shut off if you've ever been in love.
Are you seeing each other again?
No. He's in a relationship of his own. Mm-hmm. I'm single.
Do you think Chris Brown is a true love for you?
Absolutely. I think he was the love of my life. He was the first love. And I see that he loved me the same way.
A lot of people thought that hitting you was unforgivable. Have you forgiven him?
I have forgiven him.
Wow. So this was a very serious and shocking interview. Do you think Rihanna still feels this way? Again, I just want to remind the audience, this is an old interview that just got reposted.
Here's the thing, and I said this in 2012, and I'm going to say it again in 2020. For Rihanna, I feel like she never really got the closure she deserved in this situation. And anytime there is 350 million people influencing your decision, you are going to go with what you think people want to see. So I truly believe, had those photos not come out, had we not all known it, she probably would have went back into that relationship and then realized that it wasn't for her and then left. But she never got that chance because everybody was in the business. Again, I would not have told her to go back, but I know some people do. And I know that's why a lot of relationships linger, is because people never get that closure. People feel like they never, ever got that chance to say, hey, I'm done. I've grown out of this and I can't be a part of this.
Right.
Yeah, it's almost like she feels forced out of the relationship based on other people's opinions and everybody weighing in. And, you know, word on the street, and this is super inside information, and this, I'm not even sure if this is correct, but there has been talks for years that this is obvious, and it might have even been printed, so I don't know if I'm, like, dropping a bomb, but they've gotten into several altercations, physical altercations in the past, where they were both, right?
On tour buses?
They were both physical towards each other. Right, exactly.
I'm just saying.
Anyway, so there was a lot of speculation about that behind the scenes, kind of more under the radar, that for years that had been going on between them. Unfortunately, this incident did catch wind of the media and the public, and there were the photos that were leaked, which were absolutely horrific. It should have never happened. So I do feel like, you know, that altercation happened when she was very much in love with somebody. Things got very out of hand, and they were not okay. It should never get to that point. But then the entire world jumped in and was like, you cannot love this man. You need to leave this man. And yeah, she was like, Whoa. So it's kind of even like when J-Lo had to leave Diddy when that whole court case was going on. You know what I mean? It was just not good for her image. She had to separate herself. So I feel like this does not surprise me at all that her feelings still linger. Of course it was her first love. They were like, you feel that magnetic chemistry between them. And then, do you remember she did this interview and then she popped back up? I was doing Daily Pop with you guys more in the beginning, and they had the photo of them on Mulholland in front of the car.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I was trying to forget that.
Right now.
I was trying to forget that.
Listen. They rekindled for periods of time.
Well, don't forget, the birthday cake remix, too, when she came out with the song, everybody was saying yes. And then the remix came, and it was him on the remix, and she didn't want anybody. So it was like, oh, maybe they're getting back together.
Yeah.
And what about that song, Ain't Nobody's Business? Do you remember that song?
Yes.
When they did that together?
Yes.
They love each other.
I know. It's such a complicated relationship. I think you're right. The Band-Aid got pulled off before she was ready to process it. As you even remember in this interview, she goes on to talk about how it was really, you know, it took her a long time to really realize where she falls and, like, what love is supposed to look like because of her relationship with her father. And she openly talked about how her father was abusive to her mother. And so those when you grow up in that kind of situation, it's deeper than just... It's learning what love is supposed to look like and learning what love is. And she was very young when this happened. And as you guys said, it just took time to process all that. I don't think that Rihanna still wants to be with Chris Brown in any way. I think that ship has sailed. I just think that there's like this love of, wow, we never got to end it how we wanted to. I never got the closure. It took me years to process how I even felt in that moment.
I disagree. So,
no?
I feel like she wants to go back. I feel like she wants to do it again. No. But she knows that people are going to talk so much smack about her if she goes back.
No.
People are going to think she's weak. People are going to think that she went back. I can't believe she did it. I'm telling you, this woman still thinks about this man.
He's also had some kids since then. I don't think so.
Yeah. Why do you guys think, though, real quick, Oprah's been reposting some of her old interviews, but she did not put a disclaimer like, this is old. This is from 2012. Do you think Rihanna is kind of annoyed that this came out again?
I don't think so. I think when you go on Oprah, it's never an easy conversation. I mean, you had Cookie Johnson talking about her husband's HIV status. You've had Whitney talk about her drug addictions. Whitney mothers talking about her sexuality. Oprah is the place where you are going to go and have that hard conversation. And once you say it, it's going to live on forever. So, no, it's old tea for sure, but it's Oprah's tea to spill. She paid for it.
Yeah, and also at the end of the day, that kind of stuff, unfortunately, it lives on no matter what it is. If it's on the internet or you did an interview or there's a photo, it lives on forever. It's just
I still
a
can't
of,
look
you
at
know?
Sean Penn the same after I knew what he did to Madonna in that room, allegedly.
All right, we got to move on. The Beverly Hills Housewives are at it again, and we have an exclusive sneak peek. And let's just say these ladies sure know how to bring the drama.
Denise, you thought you liked a comment that said that Lisa Rinna should lose her job.
No, I out of here.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you did.
That I did not know it was for that. It was actually a comment to you, Erica.
That's right.
About
and
the comment
same
you
thing.
Made about
you
my
say
daughter.
Lisa Rinna should lose her job?
No, it was actually by accident. That's the truth. I only saw the comment about behavior. Erica that I was commenting.
She said
I did
that
not
I
know
should
there was
lose my job
it.
And that I'm a racist.
Lisa, that's not true. And you could talk to
racist.
Jill.
Denise, you liked the tweet. And in liking the tweet, it says everything.
Lisa.
Right.
The tweet that I liked was
it
in reference to
everything.
Erica. I did not
in
know she
to
was
me
underneath
that
it. That's the truth.
Sex,
I deleted
your
it right away. Why
teenagers
would I?
Teenagers in general, they have sex.
Oh
that
God.
Is true.
If I did,
again,
hold on.
And
I'm
and again, hold on.
No, you're not.
Again,
look,
you did it in a public forum. You liked a tweet like that that was so vile and so nasty. You knew exactly what you were doing.
Oh,
ooh,
my God.
That's Housewives 101, honey. That's Housewives 101. Watch thy finger. Watch thy finger.
Oh, my gosh. So Denise seemed to kind of change her story repeatedly about liking a tweet. Does it make you think she could be a liar and maybe the Brandi Glanville hookup story is true? Or do you think that Denise just is having a hard time expressing herself?
Listen. I was not there. Nobody knows exactly what went on between these two women except for the two women involved. There's obviously been a lot of speculation. It has been a train wreck watching Denise all season. It's just been a lot of like, no, yes, no, yeah. It's just kind of been a little bit of a back and forth. If someone were to ask me, do I think they've hooked up? I think think they probably hooked up. I don't think that Brandy is making that up out of nowhere. Do I think that's necessarily our business? Not at all. But unfortunately, that's what happens when you sign up for a reality show. Everything that is not supposed to be people's business is everyone's business.
It's like, I can't believe how many people are talking about whether or not two girls hooked up. It's like, who gives an A, you know? I gotta watch my mouth.
It's crazy. And to watch the reunions back and have them just talk over each other, like, it is just, I'm mesmerized by these women. I just love when it gets so crazy. But in Denise's defense, I will say, it is easy, especially if you're not the most social media savvy, to like something and not realize it 100%. Like, that does happen.
That happens all the time. But what doesn't happen is that you don't play the game for so long and not realize that you're playing tennis on a football court. Like, Denise, this is not your first rodeo with Housewives. You know that when you show up to this reunion, you got to be ready, and you have to be ready to accept and acknowledge or defend yourself. It just seems like it's her first reunion, and it's not. So the changing of the stories doesn't make her look good. The fact that she can't take accountability for anything, if she would have just said, yeah, bitch, I was pissed and I liked the tweet. So what? Everybody would have been like, great. Oh, okay.
There's no, but you're I don't in a think mood she cares. It's, she doesn't care or something. It's like there's no wanting to break through. She's just like, this is who I am and this is how I'll navigate everything. It's kind of bizarre.
No, it just, she just makes it harder for herself, though. It's like the more you try to like come up with a story and change your story, everybody's like, oh, you changed your story again. She's just digging herself into a deeper hole. Girl, just be like, holy, I had two tequilas and I liked the tweet. Sue me.
That's true. I think you're right, Justin. That's what she should have done. Well, it all goes down tonight on Bravo, which is part of the E and NBC family. Coming up, you guys, how Kelly Clarkson is celebrating a huge milestone. Plus, Niecy Nash's plot twist wedding. When did she and her new wife know they were more than friends? That's next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The winner of American Idol 2002 is... Kelly Clarkson.
Actually, the crowd yelled, and I didn't hear him say my name. I heard Justin say congratulations, and we hugged, and I was like, oh. It was kind of, that's why I was kind of like, it was cool. I kept going, oh, God. They kept saying, what's going through your mind? I was like, how am I going to get through this song? No matter what people say about starting our career on this show is the best way. Everybody knows me before my CD's out. You know, they know me. And I've been able to be myself on this show, you know. You've seen me without makeup. I get used to it.
Seen me without makeup, too.
Oh, my gosh. Can you guys believe this week marks 18 years since Kelly Clarkson won the first season of American Idol? She has came a long way, and I have to say she's still this exact same Kelly. I love her.
I love those highlights. Ooh, 18 years ago, the highlights were streaky and baby.
She still is cute, though. Okay, moving on to Dancing with the Stars. They've revealed the cast for season 29. And as predicted, Tiger King's Carole Baskin is the big headliner. Everyone is talking about this. Carole has been trending all morning. Some are very excited to see her. Others say she does not deserve to be on the ABC show because of her controversial past. If you've seen the show, you know why she's controversial. What do you all think?
I'm starting to think that Carole maybe didn't murder her husband, as everyone has been alleging that she did. And it's because if you have a bone to hide, much less a full skeleton, the last thing you do is go on reality TV. Like, I feel like maybe Carole's husband's like sitting on an island with Tupac and Olivia Newton-John's husband that faked his death. Like, I don't know. I'm confused now.
confused.
Wasn't there like a fire or something? Like, wasn't there like, are they ate the... Anyway, not to get into that whole thing. I think, listen, like, if we were going to not have celebrities based on their controversial pasts, like, there would be no one. I mean, look at the people that are in office. So I just feel like, listen, you know what? She's milking it, and that's really the end of that. So good for her, and people are going to watch it. I don't think Carol's going to make it a long way.
Yeah, no, I don't either. I mean, Kara, I wish you the absolute best, but I seriously wonder if she even watches this show and if she has any clue of how much work she's going to have to do. She's probably thinking, like, this is good for my organization. Maybe I'll get some more donations for the Tigers. And then not realizing she's going to have to, like, literally do training. I mean, people, we've talked to the competitors
sprained
a million times.
Week three.
Sprained ankles, 100%. Blisters all over their feet. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's just going to... She's in it. Some other cast members include Chrishell Stouse, Jesse Metcalf, Jeannie Mai, Johnny Ware, Nelly. What did you guys think of the lineup?
It was all over the place, right?
All
there
over
were a
the place.
Lot of names. Yeah. It's a very vibrant cast of characters this season. I feel like usually everybody's sort of like in the same little bubble and like they kind of almost like make sense and complement each other. This is anybody's game, I feel like. I feel like there's a lot of stiff competition that could pop up.
I know. I want to see Nelly. I'm excited about him. I'm rooting for you, Nell.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Still ahead. Is Adam Rippon coming back, making an Olympic comeback? Ooh, I ask him. His answer is next.
If you like a good murder mystery story, you'll love June's Journey, a free hidden object mobile game where Detective June Parker unravels the mystery of her sister's death. Travel back to the beautifully illustrated 20s, find clues, discover hidden objects, and watch the story unfold with new chapters released weekly. Put your detective skills to the test. Download June's Journey on Android or iOS, or play online via Facebook games.
Stars and athletes are already stepping up to support the 2028 Summer Games in Los Angeles. Ice skater Adam Rippon is explaining how he and stars like Reese Witherspoon and Billie Eilish are doing their part. Joining us on Daily Pop is Olympic skating medalist Adam Rippon. Hello, how are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you doing?
So good. Now, you are retired, but I saw on your social that you went back into the rink with a mask on. Is there something coming up that we need to know about?
No, there's nothing coming up that you need to know about. If I keep skating, the only thing that might be coming up is surgery.
Oh, okay, well, don't get our hopes up too much, okay? Because we're always excited to see you back on the ice.
Okay.
The Olympic and Paralympic
Games. Okay, you gotta come with me sometime.
Oh, you will spend your whole time picking me up as I fall on my ass. I am a terrible skater.
That sounds like my dream, so please don't, you know, tempt me with a good time.
The Olympic and Paralympic Games in LA are 8 years away. But things are already underway for preps. You and stars like Reese Witherspoon and Billie Eilish are involved. What is your role in the Olympic Games?
Well, as someone who is from LA, okay, wait, I'm lying. I'm not from LA. I'm from Pennsylvania. But LA is my home. I've been here for 8 years. I love it here. And I think so much of who I am is from living here in Los Angeles. So that we get to share LA with the entire world in 8 years, I'm so excited because I think LA made me the person I am today and the athlete that I was when I competed at the Olympic Games. And I can't wait for other athletes to have that same experience.
And is there like a new logo that you want to tell us about?
Okay, I do. I'm really excited about it. So the LA 2028 Games is the first Olympics that has this interactive logo, and they had different like creators make different A's that go in this logo that's like LA 28. So everyone had a different A, and their A sort of embodied and represented what LA meant to them. And I love my A, but I was looking through all of the other A's today and I was like, mine is so basic, but I still love it. It's still like my child. But it's so cool because everyone has this really excellent and amazing backstory on theirs. And it's very cool.
There's a huge emphasis on diversity and inclusion. Why is this so important to you?
It's so important to me because I think what makes LA great and what makes the Olympics great is really being able to see other people's stories and their experiences and what makes this city so awesome and what I love about the Olympics.
Thank you so much for joining us, Adam.
I think that you're going to be a great skater, and I can't wait for you to show everyone in 8 years. And I am so excited for the games to get here, and I hope everyone here in LA and across the country is just as excited as I am.
Woo, I am not I excited about it. These games. I am leaving LA traffic. In 2027.
I already know where you're going
with
that.
7 years.
All right. Well, people are still talking about Niecy Nash's surprise wedding. Justin loves this story. So Niecy just got married to Jessica Betts less than a year after her divorce from Jay Tucker. She shared a photo announcing herself as Mrs. Carol Denise Betts, which is Niecy's real full name. She also hashtagged plot twist. In June 2018, Jessica, who's a singer, shared this video of the two on the set of Claws in an episode where Niecy's character got married. So when do you think these best friends realized they were more than friends? And have you guys ever experienced anything like that?
You know that video? Look at them.
Look at them. I think for a lot of women, after they've gone through a divorce or after they get to a certain age, they start searching for a different level of intimacy. And they realize that some men can't really give it to you. And I know a lot of women who have become, you know, more fluid and in lesbian relationships later on in life because they don't need the physicality like they thought they did. They are prioritizing going deep with somebody. And sometimes you need another woman to go there.
Interesting. Morgan, have you ever been like close friends with a guy and then it just became more?
Our girl.
Listen, I will be completely transparent here between just friends and the rest of the world who's not watching probably. But no, I've never had a friend who is a girl that is more than a friend. I'm just not that cool. I don't know. It just never happened for me. But I am very happy for them. And I feel like when you're in a long-term relationship that ends, it's so common that you move on very quickly after because you've spent so much time, you know, kind of focusing on what you didn't have and what's not right. And then when you find what is correct and things just fit and they flow into one another, there's no need to wait. She found somebody, it fit, she's happy, it didn't matter that she was a woman. That was it. This is her person now.
Yeah.
So especially I don't feel like it's as crazy as people think.
No, and especially since they were best friends. I mean, like, you can skip all the getting to know you. Like, you know their heart, you know their soul, they've 100%. Been your best friend, and now you've just added a romantic element, and I'm just really happy for them. I really hope it works out
well.
And wish them all the best. All right, guys, we are out of time today. Tomorrow is back to school, stressing you out, because we've got an expert to the stars showing us how to make simple, healthy lunches. And we're celebrating with Beyonce. Find out why. Have a good day, everyone, and make sure you tune in to Daily Pop again tomorrow at 12:30. Bye.